Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So we're having a thoughtful discussion from the perspective of people in the Gulf region of what this all means and what are the historical implications of a disaster unfolding involving oil, but certainly something that the people of the Gulf are no stranger to. We've talked about Katrina in the past. And this morning, Douglas Brinkley, the historian, said this about the state of Louisiana.
It may be too late for Louisiana. It is a state that has been treated as if it's a colony, and I might add it's allowed itself that.
So that's Douglas Brinkley's thought. We're joined now by satirist Harry Shearer, whose voice you may recognize from the public radio program Le Show, also from The Simpsons. And he's finishing a documentary on Hurricane Katrina called The Big Uneasy. And Harry, you have a view of Lake Pontchartrain, don't you?
When I do my radio show, I do. From my home, I have a view of the Mississippi River, and those, of course, are the two bodies of water that constrain the city of New Orleans.
Do you think it's ironic in any sense or emotionally moving in any sense that two presidents now have been tested by what's gone on in this particular region?
I think it's fair warning. I think President Obama, who rode to office on, among other things, the weakening of the Republican brand that began or was at least accelerated by the response to Katrina, should have shown more alacrity when, as was reported yesterday, the White House was aware from the very first briefing of the severity or the potential and probable severity of this spill. You know, the image we got was they were dependent on BP's faulty information and were behind the curve as much as BP was. Now we're being told, at least in one report, they were aware from the beginning that that this could cause this kind of disaster. So it again begs the question, you saw what a lack of quick and sure-footed response in a Louisiana disaster did to your predecessor. Wouldn't you want to be quick off the mark? This is not about showing emotion. This is about being ahead of the development, which they were apparently, but doing so in public. It's the same problem we have with BP. BP's doing what they're doing, but keeping news people away.
Well, so, before we talk about BP for a moment, is it possible that the government just doesn't recognize the complexity of the issues in the Gulf in the sense that this major industrial industry, oil drilling is bound up with the shrimping and the fish industry and the fragile ecosystem in the Gulf? And then that doesn't even get to all the complicated sort of demographic issues that take place in this region. It's natural that presidents are going to be tested here. And nobody really understands how important this region and how volatile this region is on so many different fronts.
Well, that would be in your briefing book 101 about Louisiana, the coexistence of the seafood and petroleum industries. The president's outgoing social secretary was a native New Orleanian, but I'm sure that as he prepared for taking office, there was a briefing book about New Orleans because of the hangover of the results from the Katrina event. I do want to say, I don't want to publicly disagree with Doug Brinkley, but the flooding of New Orleans was a man-made disaster just as much as this was. And there are two independent forensic investigations by engineers from both UC Berkeley and LSU that prove that point beyond a doubt. So.
I think he basically said that. Although,
he went back and kind of did said that.
Yeah.
But this is the second man-made disaster visited upon New Orleans. The first one, basically through the offices of the Army Corps of Engineers. This one through BP and a slow federal response. The ambient feeling here is who the hell can we trust at this point? Not the government and not the private sector.
Well, You're a cynic, so I wouldn't expect you to trust any of these folks.
I'm a skeptic, sir. I am a skeptic.
Skeptic, all right. But is there a point at which even you feel too vulnerable living in this place where so much can go wrong?
You know, the thing about New Orleans is it's been vulnerable, not as vulnerable as it is now, but vulnerable in different ways for almost its entire existence. There are those who maintain that the kind of laissez-le bon temps rouler quality of its culture is based on how many disasters the city has survived. New Orleans is the site of the last yellow fever epidemic on the North American continent, and it happened in the early 20th century.
Wow.
So is that what this city... This city prides itself on taking a blow and recovering. And I think that the nature of its culture has been built from, among other things, that sense of, uh-oh, another one.
Harry Shearer, besides being a, what was your friend, a skeptic, you're also a satirist. Dare I ask, is there anything, can you find any humor in this? Is there any way to get anything out of this on that side of the fence?
Well, again, you know, one doesn't try to make fun of people suffering, but certainly the hapless performance of BP was a main subject of my show yesterday. I had a BP guy as a PBS science guy conducting one series of experiments after another to show how we work at a mile below the surface, and needless to say, those experiments were not successfully carried off.
Did you have to pay Tony Hayward to say, I want my life back?
I did not, but he is the slowest talking Brit in North America. I think he took lessons and said, you know, in America, you slow down, Tony. It didn't help him much.
How does this change? I mean, it sounds like what you're saying is that it actually is just sort of a reiteration of the culture of the region. But how does this change the culture of the region, do you think, 5 years down the line?
I think the main question is, will the seafood culture, will the shrimping, crabbing, fishing culture survive? If it's 5 or 10 years before the fisheries and the nurseries come back, we will have broken this line of... This is basically a family business. It's not like BP. It's not like some multinational does the fishing down here. It's families. It's the Croatian families. It's Vietnamese families. It's a really interesting cultural mix. And if those people decide they can't make a living doing that, that is a big blow to the cultural matrix of South Louisiana.
Is there anything? Was there anything persuasive about Barack Obama hanging with the shrimpers in those pictures we saw last week?
You know, I'm reminded so far of Barack Obama's performance of that trip, that ill-fated trip that George H.W. Bush took to a New England, where they found a 3x5 card among his talking points that said, "Message: I care." If Barack Obama wanted to do something and not just say, hey, it's not me. Canada has a wonderful policy called the same season policy when it comes to exploratory oil drilling. If you drill an exploratory well, you have to drill a relief well at the same time during the same season. If that had been done, if that had been U.S. policy, this leak would have been staunched weeks ago.
Interesting. Harry Shearer provides numerous voices for The Simpsons. Why do I keep saying The Symptoms? Harry, thanks again for joining us. Of course, he's the host of radio's Le Show and just finishing a documentary on Hurricane Katrina called The Big Uneasy. Thanks, Harry.